Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages for 19 years now. And we praise the Lord for this day. It's a day He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we're going to be talking about dealing with temptation. And we all have to deal with temptation in our life. This is a big subject for Christians, and it's a big subject for non-Christians too, though they don't realize the impact of it. But it's a big subject because every single person has to deal with temptation every single day. If you are a born-again believer, the devil is not going to let you rest. He's not going to let you go without tempting you and trying to pull you away from your kingdom destiny. And so this is an important subject, and we need to know what God's word says about it. If you have your Bible there today, turn it to James chapter 1, verse 12, and we'll start. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Thank you again for being with us today. Today we're going to talk about dealing with temptation. But before we get into the message today, I just want to give a brief update on what's going on here in Kenya. Having beautiful weather, mid-80s for the highs, and occasional rains. About every 3 or 4 days, we get a nice shower. And so we're planting our second season maize, our second season beans, and lots of vegetables. The children at the children's home are back in school, most of them. The secondary school children are still out. There's a strike of secondary school teachers across the nation, and so many of the secondary schools are closed, and the children are not in school, but all of the primary school and universities are back. We're praying to purchase an acre of land for a primary school that we want to build right next to the church. Pray with us on that situation, or if you can help us in that situation, help make a donation. We'll have 2 acres there. Then put together, we can start building on the primary school. We want to build a primary school for the village of Makunda, have 200 to 300 students there. We can teach them the ABCs, teach them the basics of education at the same time, teach them about Jesus Christ in a good Christian environment. So pray with us on that situation. If you can make a donation, stay tuned to the contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Well, today we're going to be talking about dealing with temptation. As I spoke in the preview to this message, this is a very important topic because every single person, every single born-again believer, you're going to be tempted by the devil. The devil will never quit trying to take you away from your kingdom destiny. He will never quit trying to get you to renounce Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He will never give up on getting you to quit, even to the point of harming yourself, taking your own life. This is all part of the devil's plan to take you out of God's plan for your life. And so it's important to know how to deal with temptation so that you don't succumb to it. Even Jesus Christ himself dealt with temptation. We'll look at some scripture regarding that here in just a minute. And so it's important that you understand the basics of dealing with temptation so that when the devil comes to you, you can say no to the devil. You can shut the door on the devil in your life. You can shut the door and keep the door closed on those open doors that have plagued you and bothered you even before you were a believer. And as you learn to shut the door in one area, then you can go on to other areas in your life that are a greater challenge and maybe a place of vulnerability for you. And so this is an important teaching. Take notes, get your paper and your pencil and your Bible out, and we'll start in James chapter 1, verse 12. And it says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." And then in verse 13, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. And in verse 14, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And so the pattern there is you have your own desire, and then the devil draws you away, and he entices you with some lie from the pit of hell. He entices you to reject the Lord, reject his plan for your life, and then that gives birth to sin when you act it out. When you act it out, then you are in the category of a sin against the Lord, and then comes death. That is the final straw. That is the final place. Sin leads to spiritual death. It also leads many times to physical death. Well, every time to physical death, because we all die. And it is because we live in a fallen world that Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and they gave in to the temptation of the devil, Eve first, and then Adam gave in. And so that sin then leads to physical death. Nobody lives forever, and we need to be conscious of the fact that we live on this earth, and we need to be conscious of the fact that this earth is not our home, that we are just passing through. Heaven is our home, or hell is our home, when you understand that your eternal nature is your nature that will be the final outcome for your life. And so sin leads to death, physical death, but it also leads to spiritual death. And so we want to avoid that at all costs. Yes, you will die. Yes, you will succumb to something in your life, either illness or sickness or just old age. But you can stay true to the Lord. You can stay true to his calling and live a long life, a life of victory over the devil. And so that's what we want to do as we proceed in our life. Well, James says that God tempts no one. And so when you get tempted by the devil, don't shake your fist at God. Don't curse or lash out at God. When Job was sitting on a pile of shards and sitting at the trash dump in the book of Job, he was tempted by the devil to curse God. And even Job's wife came to him at some point and said, just curse God and die, Job, because you're not going to come out of this situation in any good fashion. And so she said, just curse God and die. Get it over with. And so that is the temptation that many of us have when the devil comes to us, when things are not looking good in your life, when you're very discouraged and you're full of despair and you're full of disappointment and you don't know which way to turn. The devil will come to you and he will tempt you to curse God. He will tempt you to say, God, why are you picking on me? Why are you causing me to go through all this suffering, go through all this misery? And James is just saying, don't blame God at that point. God isn't picking on you. He hasn't singled you out to make you miserable. He hasn't singled you out to bring calamity into your life. Every single person on the face of the earth goes through the same trials, the same temptations. We all suffer because this is a fallen world. Well, the way that you overcome this fallen world, Jesus said that I have come that you may have life and life abundantly. I have come that you may have victory over this fallen world. Jesus said that the devil is the ruler of this world, but he said, through me, you can overcome. And so he said, take heart, and if you align yourself with Jesus, you can overcome in this world. Well, those are very appropriate words for us to keep near our heart. In verse 15, wrapping up the scripture in James, James says, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death, physical and spiritual death. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, let's look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, this is the Apostle Paul speaking. In verse 12, he says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Well, let me just stop right there and say, don't get too proud about who you are. Don't get too proud about what you've done or what you think you may do in the future. When you start to get proud about who you are and think that you can't fall, that's when the devil will succeed against you. Pride comes before the fall. And so don't get too proud about who you are. Stay low, stay humble. Let the Lord exalt you. Let the Lord raise you up. 1 Corinthians 10:13, then Paul goes on to say, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And so let me repeat that. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. As I spoke before, the temptations that you have are common to man. God isn't singling you out. He's not picking on you. He's not trying to defeat you. God is for you. He loves you. And so the temptations that you have are common to your brother, common to your sister. And so you just have to deal with it in the way God outlines in his word. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So God never allows you to be put into a corner without a way of escape. And you think about, well, maybe you have a pornography addiction. I'm sure some of the people listening to me today, you have a pornography addiction. God gives you a way of escape. He gives you a switch on that computer or a shut-off switch on that smartphone. When you feel tempted, just hit that shut-off switch, hit that computer, and take a walk, get away from there, go get your, as we say in Kenya, go get your djembe and go dig on your shamba. In other words, find something to do. Don't keep going back to that same porn site. Don't keep going back to that same place on your smartphone and allow that porn site then to capture your imagination, capture your sight. And so also, it's very important when you have addictions such as that, whether it's drug addiction, alcohol addiction, find somebody who is stable in their life and has a good Christian walk going in their life, somebody that you can partner with and align yourself with, who will give you accountability, somebody who can ask you questions, look into your life and ask you questions and say, how are you doing in regards to pornography on your computer? How are you doing in regards to staying away from the bar, staying away from the drug den, staying away from people that you know you should not be hanging out with? You need an accountability partner. Give them your phone number, even if you have pornography as a challenge in your life or an addiction in your life. Give them the password to your smartphone, the password to your computer, and let them look at, see what you're looking at on the computer or on the smartphone, and do this so that you can have somebody else encourage you, somebody else looking into your life, somebody else speaking into your life. And it has to be somebody who's really strong in their faith, somebody who's walking clean and walking with the Lord Jesus. And so that is an important aspect of the way of escape, is finding people in your life who can help you be accountable, and they will encourage you, pray for you, and help you have strength. And so in that way, you can bear the temptation before it overtakes you. Well, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, it says, therefore, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, therefore, in all things, Jesus had to be made like his brethren, that is us, we're his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation or payment for the sins of the people. And so when Jesus was on this earth, He was the Son of Man. He was also the Son of God, but he was also the Son of Man. He knew everything that every man goes through. He went through the same temptations. He went through the same trials. He went through the same pain, the same suffering, even more so in pain and suffering. And he knew how we function here on this earth because he was here as the Son of Man. He had to understand completely, totally, 100% all of the emotions, all of the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the suffering, everything that we go through here on this earth. He had to know it and understand it and feel it for himself. He could not just be the Son of God here and not have any relationship or communication or empathy or sympathy with what we go through. And so it says he is a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God so that he can make payment for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And so Jesus Christ is the way out of temptation. He is the one that can give us the strength to defeat temptation in our life. He is the one that can give us the strength to see the way out. His word, God's word, the Bible, the Holy Bible is the way out, and praying is the way out, and worship is the way out. If you've been dealing with drug addiction, and I'm sure there's some people here listening to me today who are dealing with drug addiction, may even be in drug rehab therapy right now. Jesus is the way out. It's not just about a higher power. It's about Jesus Christ, the higher power, and Yahweh God, Jehovah God, his Father, and the Holy Spirit. They are the way and the truth and the life. Jesus said, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He's not just any God. He is the Father of Jesus Christ, his Son. And through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we can have the wisdom and the counsel in every situation to deal with the temptation, to deal with the challenges in this life, in every situation, no matter whether it has to do with addictions, no matter whether it has to do with marriage, financial situations, work situations. We have the Holy Spirit of God to give us counsel, and the wisdom of God is the wisdom that we need to deal with these situations. James 1 verse 5 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God for it, and God will give it to him liberally without reproach. In other words, God isn't stingy about giving his wisdom. King Solomon in the Old Testament asked God for wisdom. King Solomon had the opportunity to ask God for anything that he wanted. God said, ask me for anything that you wanted, when Solomon started his ministry and as king. And Solomon asked God for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. And he said to Solomon, because you have asked me for wisdom, I've given you wisdom, but I've given you everything else that you have not asked for. Well, I'm going to go back to that James 1:5 quote. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to us liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. For let not that man suppose, this is verse 7, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord if he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So you have to ask God, and you have to believe in faith that God loves you, that God cares for you, that he will give you the things you ask for because he loves you and he cares for you, and he wants to see you succeed and fulfill your kingdom destiny. And so that is the reason we need to ask God for wisdom. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and give us direction. And then when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and gives you guidance and direction, you need then to step out and be obedient to what the Holy Spirit asks you to do. Well, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 4 now. This is the temptation of Jesus Christ himself, one of the great chapters in the Bible, the temptation of Christ. And so this is very deep. I don't know if we'll get through it all today, but Jesus himself was tempted. And we looked there in Hebrews, it said he was tempted just like every man, and he is a faithful high priest. He can minister to us because he was tempted just like every man, and he suffered like every man. And so in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, it starts out here saying, then Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he is hungry. And when the tempter, that is Satan, came to him, he said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Well, if you notice, Jesus responded to the devil, it is written. And so Jesus is quoting scripture. He's quoting the word of God to the devil, because the devil was tempting Jesus to eat after 40 days of fasting. Well, who wouldn't be hungry in that situation? And the devil was encouraging Jesus to just do a miracle, and then you can not have to suffer anymore. Do a miracle, you know, prove, if you are the Son of God, prove that you are the Son of God by doing a miracle. Well, many people here in Kenya, and I'm sure in America too, they don't want to do the hard work of prayer and the discipline of Bible study and fellowship, all of these things that encourage and strengthen our walk with God. They just run from church to church, especially here in Kenya, this is true. They run from church to church looking for a miracle. And when they don't get their miracle, then they're mad at God. Or if they get a miracle, a lot of times it's a fake miracle from the devil. And the devil can do miracles also, and he can do through pastors and prophets, he can do fake miracles. And so they don't want to do the hard work of Bible study, being disciplined in their walk. And so they run from place to place looking for a miracle. Well, the devil tempted Jesus in this way, but Jesus said, I don't need to change this rock into bread, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In other words, Jesus was saying, I can go another day living on the words that come from the mouth of God. And so Jesus was tempted to perform a miracle. And also the teaching for us here is that you can trust God for your provision. You can trust him through his word. You can trust him through prayer. You can trust him through the fellowship. You can trust God to give you provision that you need to make it from day to day. Well, the second temptation, verse 5, then the devil took Jesus into the holy city and set him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And so the devil is saying to Jesus, put God to the test, do something crazy so you will have to have God come rescue you. And it was 400 feet from the top of the pinnacle of the temple down to the Kidron Valley. And devil was saying, test God to see if his angels will come and rescue you from your foolish situation. Beloved, don't put God to the test. Beloved, don't make foolish decisions and then have to have God come rescue you, or have to have Jesus come rescue you. And the only way you can get out of it is some miraculous rescue situation. Don't do that. Think ahead of time, pray ahead of time, ask for wisdom ahead of time, and ask for God to give you wisdom so you don't get yourself in dangerous situations. And then the last temptation in verse 8, then the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Well, the devil will offer you all the kingdoms of the world, just as he did Jesus. The devil will offer you big money. If you can make some drug deals, he'll offer you big money. If you start to cheat in your business, he can offer you big money. He can give you all the kings of the world. There's many singers in the U.S. and all over the world that make deals with the devil so they can be very popular, and they end up portraying themselves as sex pots and full of tattoos, full of spikes, full of all kinds of things that are not necessarily godly things, and they make deals with the devil to increase their popularity and increase their impact on society. They're after likes, they're after all kinds of promotions that have to have the devil's okay and the devil's encouragement to succeed. Beloved, don't put the Lord to the test in that way either. You have the kingdom of God. If God is within you, you have everything you need. Jesus said, seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Beloved, the kingdom of God is sufficient to meet your every need. The kingdom of God is sufficient to meet you and give you peace, give you joy, give you patience, kindness, gentleness, all of the fruits of the Spirit. You don't need the kingdom of the world. Jesus denied the kingdoms of the world and all that the devil could do for him. And you need to deny the kingdoms of the world as well. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We'd love to hear from you. Sit down today, write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have prayer requests, include that in your message to us. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.